11. Manners of feeding and upbringing the child and consideration of their rights. In another tradition, he stated that when a child reaches the age of 6, he should not be allowed to sleep with another child of the same age on the same bed. In another tradition, it is stated that a boy and a girl reaching the age of 10 should sleep on different beds. According to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, one should let one's children learn the traditions, a hadith, as soon as possible so that the dissenters are not able to lead them astray. According to the same Imam, peace be upon him, a person who possesses the love of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, in his heart should pray a lot for his mother as she is the cause and has not dealt meagerly with his father. According to another tradition, Sakuni presented himself before Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and said that he was badly hurt. When Imam, peace be upon him, inquired into the case, Sakuni said that God had given him a daughter. The Imam, peace be upon him, told Sakuni that there was no need for him to be hurt as the earth was ready to bear her burden and God was ready to provide her with food and not a single moment from his life would be given to the child and she would not even eat a single grain of food that was reserved for him. When the Imam, peace be upon him, asked him as to what name he had given to the child, he replied, Fatima, at which the Imam, peace be upon him, sighed twice and keeping his hand on the forehead told Sakuni that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had made the parents responsible for certain rights of the child. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had said that if the child was a son, the father was responsible for keeping a beautiful and pious feeding woman for the child and for giving him a good name, for educating him in the Quran, for circumcising him and for making him learn swimming. If the child was a daughter, then it was the responsibility of the mother to appoint a good feeding woman for her, to give her a good name, to make her learn Surah An-Nur and to keep her from reciting Surah Yusuf, not to keep her on the floor of the house and to get her married as soon as possible. The Imam, peace be upon him, told Sakuni that if he had named his daughter Fatima, he should not be rude and harsh to her or abuse her in any other way. According to a tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, some parents are punished by God for being disinherited by their children, that is, the children can disinherit their parents, in the manner the parents can disinherit the children, and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, also said that God takes mercy on those fathers who help their children in good deeds and make them pious. According to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has said that a person who helps his children with good deeds is blessed by the Almighty God. When the traditionist asked about the manner of rendering help, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said that the parents should show their children simple work and congratulate them on completion of the work so that they may be encouraged and should refrain themselves from allotting difficult tasks to children and as far as possible should not burden the children and deal with them without anger and embarrassment. According to a tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a person who will kiss his child will have a good act recorded in his book of deeds by God and a person who makes his child happy and makes him recite the Quran, on the Day of Judgment, both the parent and the child will be called and clothed in the heavenly dress that the light emanating from them will brighten the faces of the inhabitants of the heaven. Another tradition states that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, noticed a person who had 2 sons. The person used to kiss only 1 son. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked him why he was not kind to both his sons. One should remember that one child should not be given preference over other children except when one of them has more knowledge or more talents, as one can give preference on account of knowledge or talent. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, when the child is of 3 years he should be made to recite La ilaha illallah 7 times and when the child is of 3 years, 7 months and 20 days, he should be made to recite Muhammadun Rasul Allah and when he reaches the age of 4 years, then he should be made to recite Salallahu Muhammadin wa Ali, he 7 times and when the child is of full 5 years, he should learn to prostrate before God. When the child reaches the age of 6, he should be made to learn ablution, wuzu, and prayers, namaz, and at the age of 7 he should know the prayers, namaz, completely and should get punishment for not performing ablution or prayers. The result being, that when the child knows ablution and prayers completely, the God forgives his parents. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, if a person brings favorite gifts for his wife and children after visiting the bazaar, then he gets the reward of providing a group of beggars with charity and handing it over personally to them. It is advisable that whatever is brought should be given first to the daughter then to the sons. For a person who makes the daughters happy gets the reward of freeing an offspring of Hazrat Ismail, peace be upon him, from slavery, and the one who makes his sons happy gets the reward of crying on account of the fear of God, and the one who will cry for the fear of God will enter heaven. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, feeding the children with kawalal, a halwa, will increase flesh of their bodies and strengthen their bones. In Kitab-e-Tibl Aima, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, has stated that if a child cries a lot or a woman is afraid in her dreams or a person cannot sleep in the night, then the following ayat should be recited. Then we did set a seal on their ears for a number of years. Then we raised them up that we might know, that is show, which of the two parties reckoneth best the duration of their stay. According to a reliable tradition, when a girl reaches the age of 6, she should observe purdah with namiram, persons with whom marriage is not prohibited, and should not be allowed to sit on the lap. According to a reliable tradition, the person who does not give his children any bread and lets it get spoiled, is the accused. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, maintenance of 2 daughters, 2 sisters, 2 paternal aunts or 2 maternal aunts is enough to save a person from the fire of hell. The Holy Quran 18:11-12. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, there is a special level in heaven. No one can reach that level except 3 persons. A. Justified Imam. B. A person who is kind and generous with his relatives. C. One who bears with patience the expenditure on his wife and children and difficulties faced on account of them. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, providing food to the following is compulsory. A. Offsprings. B. Father. C. Mother. D. Slave. E. Wife. Children of one's offsprings is also included in the term offsprings, and paternal grandfather and grandmother are also included among parents. 12. The rights of parents on their children and obedience and respect due to the parents on behalf of the children. One should remember that respecting one's parents is one of the essentials of faith, and keeping them happy is the most excellent form of supplication, and to make them hurt on one's account or to salinate from them is a major sin. The Almighty God has revealed in the Holy Quran that if one's parents are kafirs and order one to become kafir, still one should be kind towards them, though one may not accept to become a kafir, obey their orders. According to a reliable tradition, a person entered the presence of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and asked him for some advice. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said, I advise you not to think of anyone with the Almighty God, even if people burn you, though you can say something to save your life, but your heart should have solid faith in the oneness of God, and I advise you to give due respect to parents and be kind towards them, whether they are alive or dead. Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, asked the people why they were not kind to their parents, whether they were dead or alive. After the death of the parents, one should offer prayers on their behalf, keep fast for them, perform Hajj for them, and both, the dead parents and the child, will be rewarded for these deeds. These kind deeds are on behalf of the parents, and God will reward one bountifully for these. A reliable tradition states that a man came to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and asked him to whom should he render kindness. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked him to be kind with his mother. Thrice he put the same question to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and thrice he got the same answer. Fourth time when he asked the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, he was asked to be kind to his father. According to another tradition, a person came to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and said that he liked to go on jihad very much. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, answered that he should go on a jihad for Almighty, and if he dies during it, he would be alive and the presence of Almighty would be provided with food from heaven, and even if he died a natural death during jihad, God was responsible for his reward. If he returned alive from jihad, he would be washed off all his sins as though he had just been born of his mother's womb. The man told the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that his parents were very old and were quite attached to him and could not bear his separation. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked him to remain with his parents and, taking an oath on the Almighty in whose power lay his life, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said that the nearness of the parents for a night for the man was better than a year of jihad for the Almighty God. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, no one could repay the rights of the parents except in two ways: firstly, when the father is a slave, the child can buy him and free him, and secondly, when the father is in debt, then the child can repay it. In another tradition, the Imam, peace be upon him, has stated that at times children are kind to their parents while they are alive, but after their death, they forget to pay back their debts or pray for their salvation, and this makes the Almighty God disinherit the children of their parents. And at times it happens that the child is disinherited of his parents during their lifetime, but after their death he pays back their debts and prays for their forgiveness, and on account of this, God considers him among those who are kind with their parents. According to another tradition, the Imam, peace be upon him, has said that there are three things which are not prohibited by God in a way. A. Returning a thing of which you were given responsibility, whether the thing is good or bad. B. Fulfilling one's promise regardless of its being with good or bad people. C. Obedience of parents, whether they are good or bad. In another tradition, the Imam, peace be upon him, has stated that giving a harsh look to one's parents is equal to disobedience. In a reliable tradition from Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, it is stated that the Imam's father saw a person walking on the road. His son was walking along with him, supporting himself against the hand of his father. The Imam, peace be upon him, did not talk with him. Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has asked one to be kind towards one's parents, that one's children may in turn be kind towards him, and that one should not ignore the purdah of other women, that people may not ignore the purdah of the women of one's household. He also stated that whosoever desires God to ease the pain of death, then it is compulsory on him to be considerate towards relatives and kind towards parents, for on account of these deeds, God eases the difficult time of death and keeps one safe from difficulties during lifetime. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, three prayers and three curses are definitely heard. A. Prayers of parents for their pious offsprings and curses of parents for their disobedient offsprings. B. Curse for the cruel and prayers of the innocent for he who takes revenge on the cruel person in justification of the innocent. C. The prayers of the Mumin for a Mumin who shares his wealth with the former for the sake of a halal bite, and curse of the Mumin for a Mumin who, in spite of having authority and power, did not oblige the request of the Mumin. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a pious offspring who looks towards his parents with kindness and love is rewarded for every look of his with the reward of an accepted deed. When the people asked the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, whether he will be rewarded even if he looks 100 times towards his parents in that manner, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, replied that the greatness and generosity of God is larger than his deeds. In another tradition, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has stated that looking towards the faces of 4 persons is equal to supplication. A. The justified Imam. B. The scholar. C. The father. D. The mother. He also stated that one gets the punishment for three sins very soon in this world only. A. Sin of disobeying parents. B. Of being cruel to the creatures, human beings of God. C. Of being unthankful to God and his creatures. Part 6. Manners of going to a bath, washing head and body, applying Nora and certain baths. 1. Advantages of a bath. It is stated from Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, that bathing on alternative days fattens the body, whereas daily washing melts the fat on kidneys and makes the body thin. According to Imam Muhammad Bakir, peace be upon him, there are four preventive measures for all diseases. A. Taking enema. B. Extracting excessive blood from the neck. C. Dropping medicine in the nose. D. Taking bath. According to many traditions, it is stated that a man who believes in God and the resurrection day will never send his woman to a bathhouse, common bathroom. There are two points in this order which the ulama explain. Firstly, in a warm climate, there is no need for a woman to visit a common bathhouse, and secondly, that the woman of the house should never be allowed to a bathhouse or near the river for this purpose for the sake of entertainment. 2. Etiquette of visiting a bathroom and du'as, prayers, which should be recited. According to all reliable traditions, a person who has faith in the Day of Judgment should wrap a lungi, a cloth around the waist, while taking bath in a bathroom. Another tradition prohibits a person from seeing another person naked in the bathroom, and a person who thus complies, God will free himself from the fire of hell. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has prohibited bathing naked under the sky and in streams and rivers, and also said that there are angels in the streams. In the same manner, washing or bathing naked in bathroom is prohibited. According to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, one should eat a little before going to the bathroom, for if there is anything in the stomach, then it will strengthen the body. Thus the temperature of the stomach will be eased. But when the stomach is filled, one should never visit the bathroom. It is further stated that if one wants to grow fat, he should eat a little before entering the bathroom, but if he wants to become slim, then he should visit the bathroom first thing in the morning without taking any food. 3. What should be done in a bathroom? It is stated from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, prohibited lying flat in the bathroom as it melts the fat. One is also prohibited from rubbing tile on the body as it causes dandruff and leprosy. According to Ibn Babviyar, may Allah be pleased with him, and Mullah Muhammad Taqi, may Allah be pleased with him, the tile in this hadith implies piece of Syria pottery. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has stated that one should not visit the bathroom with one's son. It is also stated that parents are not supposed to see their children naked, and the children are not supposed to see their parents naked. Further, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has cursed that person who sees anyone naked in the bathroom, and has also cursed that person who does not wrap a cloth round his waist when in the bathroom. Another tradition prohibits lying on one's side in the bathroom, as this melts the fat on the kidneys and slims the man. One should not comb in the bathroom, as this weakens the hair, and one should not wash the hair with mud, as it causes loss of respect. One should not rub the tile on the body, as it causes leprosy, and should not wipe face with loincloth, as it dims the attraction of the face. According to Babviyar, may Allah be pleased with him, mud implies the mud of Egypt and tile implies that of Syria. According to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, urinating in bathroom causes worries. 4. The advantages of removing odor from the head and body. According to Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, water is enough to perfume the body, and a person should clean himself before changing his clothes. It is stated from Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, that washing of head not only removes dirt but also all types of eye troubles, and washing of clothes removes sadness and makes one achieve the cleanliness required for prayers. He also stated that body odor hurts other people, therefore, one should always keep the body clean by constant use of water, and one should not ignore the cleanliness of the body, and it should be remembered that God dislikes dirty persons, sitting with whom becomes intolerable. He has also stated that one should consider water as perfume. According to Jabir A. Jofi, he complained to Imam Muhammad Bakir, peace be upon him, of having lice in his head which fall on his clothes and dirty them. The Imam, peace be upon him, asked him to take out the juice by beating murad and mix it with vinegar which is very bitter and made of wine until the foam is formed, and then to wash the beard and head with it, and then to apply the fat of fresh milk to the head and beard. This procedure will cure him of lice. 5. The advantages of washing head with leaves of berry and khatmi. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, it is stated that cutting of nails, trimming of sideburns and washing the head with khatmi leaves removes poverty and increases earnings. In another tradition he has stated that a person who trims his nails and sideburns and washes his head with khatmi on a Friday will get the reward of freeing a slave. A reliable tradition from Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, states that washing head with leaves of berry increases the earnings. 8. Benefits of applying henna after applying nora. It is narrated from Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, that his ancestors have stated from his grand ancestor, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that a person will be safe from lunacy, leprosy, white spots on the skin and itching if he applies henna after applying nora. This period of safety will continue till the day when the person applies nora again. 9. Etiquette of Jummah bath and other kinds of baths. There are 62 varieties of sunnat baths, among which Jummah bath is considered superior. None should avoid it if within means. Jummah bath, ghusl-e Jummah, according to Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, is kaffara, an expiation of our sins, and purifies us outwardly and inwardly till the next Friday. It is stated in Fiqh-e Reza that after the Jummah bath is over, recite, O Allah, purify me and my heart, make my bath sacred, and let my tongue be busy in thy praise and the praise of the Apostle Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him and his progeny, and make me integrate among those whose retribution was acceptable, and was pure and pious. The time for taking Jummah bath is from early morning to the beginning of Zawal, that is when the sun passes the meridian line. It is better to have bath just before the Jummah prayer. If there is no possibility of getting water on Friday, one can do it on Thursday, and it is not necessary to have niyat. But on Saturday, one can take bath from morning till evening with the niyat of qaza. It is sunnat to bathe in the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, that is 1st, 15th and 17th nights. On the 17th night of Ramadan, the infidels gathered to fight the battle of Badr and Muslims won it. On the 19th night of Ramadan, all the deeds of the year are recorded. There are certain traditions which state that successors of prophets were martyred on the 21st night of Ramadan. Hazrat Isa, peace be upon him, went to heaven, and Hazrat Musa, peace be upon him, also died on this night. And it is firmly assumed that this night is Sheb-e-Qadr, the esteemed night. It is also assumed more firmly that 23rd night of Ramadan is also Sheb-e-Qadr, esteemed night, and two baths are considered necessary, one is just before sunset and the other at the last part of the night. In another tradition it is stated to take bath at every night of the last 2 days of Ramadan. It is sunnat to take a bath at the night of Eid ul-Fitr, that is Ramadan Eid, and on the day of Eid ul-Fitr and Eid az-Zuha, Eid e-Qurbani. The bath of Eid az-Zuha and Eid ul-Fitr can be taken from morning till evening, but it is better to have before Eid prayer. It is sunnat to take a bath on 8th Zilhijjah and the day of Arafah before Zawal, that is before the sun passes meridian line, and at the night of 15th Rajab. It is stated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that whoever takes bath on the 1st, 15th and the last day of Rajab, his sins will be forgiven and made pure as if he is born on that day from his mother's womb. It is sunnat to bathe on 27th Rajab as it is the day of Eid-e-Maboth, the day of declaration of prophethood. 15th Shaban is the birthday of Hazrat Sahibu Zaman, that is the 12th Imam Hazrat Mehdi, peace be upon him. 18th Zilhijjah is Eid-e-Gardia, 24th Zilhijjah is Eid-e-Mobahila, and 25th is Eid-e-Dar-Walaz, creation of earth. It is sunnat to take bath on these days. According to some scholars, one should take bath on Noroz. According to Mu'alla ibn Kunyash, it is stated in a tradition that on the day of Noroz, the sun enters into Burj-e-Hamal. It is sunnat to take bath before wearing ihram for Hajj and Umrah. The bath for the recitation of salutation, ziyarat, of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and holy imams, peace be upon him, is sunnat whether salutation is offered from far or near. Bath is sunnat for istikhara-e-mutlaq, and is advisable for istikhara-e-bilkhusus, and special prayers offered for a certain end. Bath is sunnat for remission of sins and also for offering qaza prayers of solar eclipse, but in the latter case, only when the prayers had not been offered intentionally, and the sun had gone into total eclipse. According to few scholars, this bath is compulsory and care should be taken not to avoid it. Others are of the opinion that if the prayers are missed intentionally, when the sun was not in total eclipse, still one must compulsorily take the bath for offering the prayers late, and according to a strong opinion, the bath is compulsory even when the sun was in total eclipse. There are different types of sunnat baths: ghusl, for entering harams, the city of Mecca and the mosque of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and also for performing tawaf-e-haram-e-Medina, and the city of Medina. The bath on the birthday of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and for the ziyarat of the day is sunnat. The bath for namaz istisqa is sunnat and also after killing a lizard or intentionally witnessing a hanging. According to others, this bath is compulsory. Some scholars are of the opinion that bath is sunnat even when one sees a hanging, 3 days after it had taken place, whether the hanging was based on justice or not, on Islamic law or otherwise. Some scholars are of the opinion that performing of compulsory bath is sunnat when it was taken while any part of the body was bandaged on account of wounds, etc. According to some scholars, the bath is sunnat for shrouding the dead body, that is if one had touched the dead body, when it gets cold, before it was shrouded, then one should take a bath before covering it with a shroud. In the same manner, a person who touches the dead body after it had been washed, then taking a bath is sunnat.